Get ready to dive into the whirlwind world of America's sweetheart, Taylor Swift. Join us on the podcast, Taylor Swift Today, for your dose of all things Tay-Tay. From all the scoop on her highly anticipated album, The Tortured Poets Department, to the latest gossip, tours, and more, it's time to shake off the haters and embrace the enchanting universe of Taylor Swift. Follow Taylor Swift Today, your ultimate Swift-obsessed podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Johnny Mac with your daily comedy news. If you're a new listener, do me a favor in your podcast app, hit follow so you don't miss an episode. I'm here 7 days a week for about 10 minutes a day. Bill Burr went down to Florida. This from FloridaPolitics.com, your home for comedy news. Just a few weeks removed from vilifying Governor Ron DeSantis for blocking local Florida governments and school districts from passing mask mandates, Bill Burr gave an updated take on the state after a recent visit. Bill Burr said, I got the idea I was going to go to Florida and it was going to be zombies walking around trying to vomit black crap on me and I was going to die and never see my family again. Got to be honest with you, it wasn't as bad as everyone was saying. There's a reason why that state is surrounded on three sides by water, because only Georgia and Alabama can deal with them. It takes a special kind of you-know-what to handle what's barely hanging on to this country. A lot of people wearing masks. This is not a Bill Burr impression. I don't know why I'm doing this voice. A lot of people wearing masks. It's not everybody just walking around like, you know, F this, though there's definitely the F this people. All I know is it got in, it got out, took a rapid COVID test. When I got back in, I was fine. I kept the mask on. I still went to the gym. The only guy in the gym with a mask on, and no one gave me crap. It was perfect. Earlier in August, Bill Burr had set his sights on DeSantis, saying, DeSantis, whoever this guy is, says he disagrees with mask mandates. The amount of people who not only don't even own a microscope or even have a pair of scrubs unless they went to some Halloween party who are literally questioning doctors at this point is just hilarious. It is Labor Day, which for me, I will forever associate with my father. I am a self-described bartender's son, so my dad worked almost every weekend growing up. And he worked nights, which meant, you know, he'd get home at 3 and 4 in the morning, watch a little TV and then sleep most of the day. You know, a night owl, as they said. And back in the day when I was a young lad, now you youngsters won't remember this, TV used to turn off like around midnight. Most of the channels would show the national anthem and then just show a test pattern all night. This thing where like TV's on 24/7 is relatively new now, maybe 30 years now. But back in the 70s and 80s. I remember CBS would show like a black and white movie and then 1 o'clock in the morning sign off. NBC had the Tonight Show, so they kind of won. I remember ABC would sign off. Anyway, long story short, the Jerry Lewis Labor Day Telethon was a 24-hour event. So it was like the one night of the year my dad could watch TV at 4 in the morning because Jerry was on. From Mental Floss, the National Muscular Dystrophy Association announced back in 2011 for the first time since 1966, Jerry Lewis would not be headlining the annual MDA telethon for Jerry's kids. Can't believe this telethon's been gone for a decade now. Wow. TV's first telethon took place in 1949. It was the Damon Runyon Memorial Cancer Fund telethon hosted by Milton Berle. The guests on that telethon included Dean Martin and a young comic named Jerry Lewis. Martin and Lewis were a comedy duo back in those days, and they later made an appearance at the 1952 Olympic Fund Telethon hosted by Bob Hope and Bing Crosby. There is surviving footage of this appearance by Martin and Lewis, and they are uninhibited, wild, and electric. Incredibly, when Martin and Lewis came on stage, Bing Crosby rushes off in fear. Crosby was terrified Jerry Lewis would pull off Bing Crosby's toupee, and he never did reappear while the boys were on. In the early 50s, Jerry Lewis was asked to host a telethon for a little-known disease called muscular dystrophy. Jerry Lewis accepted, and together with Dean Martin, put on the very first MD telethon. The two hosted other telethons together until they're split as a team in 1956. Over the years, Jerry Lewis hosted several other four-hour MD telethons minus Dean Martin, much shorter than the almost 24-hour telethons, which we became accustomed to. In 1966, the first official Jerry Lewis telethon for muscular dystrophy took place over the Labor Day weekend, broadcast from the Americana Hotel in New York. Some were skeptical about the success of the undertaking, as many people were not home on Labor Day, but surprisingly, the telethon was a huge success, raising just over $1 million. Many of the biggest celebrities in show business had appeared on Jerry Lewis's telethons over the years, including Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr., and three of the Beatles. John Lennon said, Jerry Lewis is one of our favorite comedians. Joe DiMaggio came on to answer the phones one year. And even U.S. President Ronald Reagan made an appearance. Now, those were the glory days. Now, I remember watching the last couple years of the telethon when people like Frank Sinatra were dead. And it would be like the best possible guest you would get. I remember Ralphie May. Ralphie was a friend of mine. I don't want to say we're tight, but Ralphie and I were friendly. And I remember he was on and like he was like the biggest star because everybody else was like, and here's a juggler. And, you know, here's a guy who, I don't know, has a puppy. And here's Ralphie May. Like it had really gone downhill. The all time highlight in telethon history was the reunion of Jerry Lewis with Dean Martin in 1976, staged by their mutual friend Frank Sinatra. Again, Ralphie, loved you, man. But Ralphie May, Frank Sinatra, two different levels of fame. John Lennon, Ralphie May, and I'm saying Ralphie was the best in the later years, two different levels of fame. Martin and Lewis hugged, kidded around, and cracked a few liners before Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra sang, after which Dean Martin disappeared with a wave and a friendly ciao. One of the biggest mysteries of all is why does Jerry do it? Jerry Lewis never revealed to anyone the exact reason. We may never know. And why that last year, right before Labor Day weekend, they announced Jerry wasn't going to host it, and Jerry never came back, and Jerry never even got like a goodbye wave. It was just like, oh yeah, Jerry doesn't host this anymore. Something weird went down. We may never know. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery doing? Now, a week ago, I was feeling great. Was feeling kind of refreshed. This week, kind of worn down a little bit. I had to go see a bunch of people, been running around. You know, sometimes you just want to sit in the chair and watch some television, right? It could be easy to ignore your social battery. You spread yourself too thin. I kind of did that last week, but like it was good for me. You know, I want to see my friends, but I'm human. So I both want to see my friends, but I also just want to sit in the chair and watch some TV. You know what I'm saying? What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Do you thrive around people or maybe you need some alone time? For me this week, it's alone time. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that does not drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's online. The design, awesome. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule. What you do is you fill out a brief questionnaire. They'll match you with a licensed therapist. And, you know, if for some reason you and the therapist are like, eh, you know, I'm not feeling it, you know, you can switch. No additional charge. You just switch. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Churchill's batteries.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Today's Daily Comedy News is brought to you by Travel Is Back. That is my casual travel podcast where I tell you about a place I've been, what I like to do when I'm there. Vancouver this week. Oh my goodness, I love Vancouver. There's a park, it's called Stanley Park. I would love to just rent a bicycle and ride around that all day long. And there's an awesome aquarium. If you want to hear me tell stories about Vancouver, that podcast is called Travel Is Back, wherever you get your shows from. AARP, yeah, the American Association of Retired People, they say, at a party with three other actors over age 70, a producer told Steve Martin, who somehow is 76 years old right now, you should write something for them. Steve Martin said, an idea came to me. Older guys who want to solve crimes but don't want to go downtown, so make it Only Murders in the Building, which is the title of the new Hulu series. Steve Martin's characters hunt a killer in the Arconia, their ritzy Manhattan courtyard building. Steve Martin said, I thought, wait, I'm old. I could be in it. And who do you think of next? Martin Short, the imp who aged. Martin Short, who's only 71, said, Steve's always had an obsession with true crime. When we do shows on the road, I'll go back to my room and read important books like Chaucer, and Steve will watch a true crime show he's already seen. Steve Martin says, true crime is one of my favorite genres. His character is the washed-up star of a 1990s cop show called Brazos, and he channels Steve Martin's fond memories of Michael Parks in Then Came Bronson, Jack Lord in Hawaii Five-O, and Mike Connors in Mannix. It's Steve Martin's first lead TV role and his first regular TV role since the Sonny and Cher Comedy Hour in 1972. From the Global Times, in a recent episode of Chinese stand-up comedy show Rock and Roast, controversial punchline queen Yang Li surprised audiences again by joking about men and attacking domestic violence. Yang Li went viral in China with her sharp appraisals of male behavior during the previous season of the show, making punchlines out of men who have achieved little in life but remained overly confident. Her routine even gave rise to the popular term Puxinan, P-U-X-I-N-N-A-N, which I'm told means mediocre but confident men, and that went popular on Chinese social media. Her jokes about gender issues sparked both love and hate among viewers. Many male netizens accused her of man-hating and creating gender opposition. Yang Li said, "This year, I learned the most important lesson of my life, which is to never make fun of men, and if you have to make fun of them, just joke about their success." Some people are calling for a boycott of the comedian. One netizen said, "Why do you always want to create gender opposition? If you make money by attacking men, will you feel comfortable?" Well, technology company Intel worked with Yang Li on an advertisement for one of its laptops, but the ad was later pulled after Yang was accused of being sexist and offending men. In the ad, Yang says, "Intel's taste in laptops is better than my taste in men." Soon after its release, the ad drew complaints from some male netizens who claimed that Yang shouldn't have promoted Intel laptops after she became famous for insulting men, since they made up the majority of consumers of the product. Some even vowed to boycott Intel products due to the ad. From the Washington Times, dry bar comedy is not for everyone. If you crave foul language, dirty jokes, and woke political commentary, you might want to skip this upstart comic production company based in Utah. On the other hand, if you want to watch accomplished comedians ply their stand-up art minus offensive elements, dry bar is the way to go. Keith Stubbs books The Axe and asked if recording The Axe would limit their appeal once viewed. Stubbs said, "It's no problem. When viewers watch Late Night, Netflix, Comedy Central, when they see a Brian Regan, they want to see those jokes again. Expecting all new stuff is like expecting the Eagles to play all new material and not Hotel California." Not sure I agree there. The general consensus, and I agree, is once you record comedy material, it's burnt. And like, you can't go out and do like your comedy greatest hits. Stubbs says comedy is subjective, just like music. Some comedians get more laughs than others, but often depends on the mood of the audience. It keeps comics on their toes. You could do the same stuff, getting laughs 2 hours before, and now it's getting nothing. Could be the delivery or the environment. One of the most gratifying aspects of his job is to provide a forum for deserving comics who had not been discovered. A lot of comedians, for whatever reason, have not had their day in the sun. I know some comedians who are funny that haven't been seen. After being on Dry Bar, their schedules are now full of theater gigs and corporate gigs. It's not that they weren't funny before, but now they have a lot of people laughing. Does he ever have a problem with a comedian surprising the audience with blue material? Nope. We're pretty upfront about what Dry Bar is about. From Chortle, Lee Mack will host a new BBC One Entertainment series, Wim Hof's Superstar Survival. It will follow a group of celebrities as they embark on an adventure of self-improvement under the guidance of extreme athlete and well-being icon Wim Hof. The BBC says the show, quote, promises genuine reality, sure, high drama, jeopardy, and plenty of laughs. There will also be a BBC Three spinoff showing behind-the-scenes action. Hof, who is nicknamed the Iceman, boasts celebrity followers including, listen to this list, Tom Cruise, Justin Bieber, Oprah Winfrey, and David Beckham. Now listen to those four people. Let's rank them. Here, you go on Instagram. Let's do this on Instagram. I want to hear from you. Instagram, at Daily Comedy News. Out of Tom Cruise, Justin Bieber, Oprah Winfrey, and David Beckham, rank them in terms of, like, who's the most known. Is David Beckham fourth on that list? Tom Cruise, Justin Bieber, Oprah Winfrey, David Beckham. Instagram, at Daily Comedy News. The Iceman, Hof, his achievements include running a half marathon above the Arctic Circle barefoot. That's pretty good. Submerging himself in ice for an hour and 52 minutes. Crazy. And climbing Mount Kilimanjaro in just his shorts and shoes. He said, "I've dedicated my life to discovering how to become happier, healthier, and stronger. And anything I can do, you can do too. It's a dream come true to be making this show with the BBC and share what I've learned with millions of people. I'm going to show that this group of celebrities, that the cold is a doorway to their soul. And if they use the power of their mind, anything is possible." Comedian Lee Mack said, "My passions in life are, Wim Hof, watching this morning in my undies, sub-zero temperatures, looking at celebrities sitting in cold water and free hotels, but trying to find a show that combines these has proved tricky. Finally, I have found one. If you enjoy my company, buy me a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. I got one of those Starbucks caramel salt things that I've been drinking lately. Those are like $5, man. So throw $5 in the tip jar, buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. Follow this show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. And don't forget, you're going to go to Instagram. I'll do a post about it when I get out of bed. So if you're listening at 3:05 a.m., the post is not up yet. It'll be up in a couple hours. Wait for the sunrise, then go to Instagram at Daily Comedy News, and we're going to rank. Who's the most popular? Like, who's the most well-known out of Tom Cruise, Justin Bieber, Oprah Winfrey, David Beckham? Because that's a pretty heavy hitter foursome. I think Beckham's fourth, and that is no joke.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.